This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time.
So the stock market continues to move in this narrow trading range, which it's been in for pretty many weeks now. It's actually narrowed even further. It's barely moving higher or lower over the last couple of weeks. And because of that, obviously, we haven't seen the stock market sell-off. I thought we might see kind of soon, but we're not. So it's just kind of in this holding pattern. So instead of waiting for the sell-off to give us some more value stocks, I thought I'd look at the rare creature, which I know I've looked at before, but it's been a couple months since I looked at this, which is the value stock that is trading at a 52-week high or very near its 52-week high. And that would be a value stock that has momentum. So that's kind of rare. I didn't know what I would find when I did a screen for that, because it kind of goes against your instincts of what a value stock is. Like, how could a value stock be at 52-week highs, and how can it be still moving higher? But there are some of these. And usually it happens because one of two things is going on. So the first thing is that a stock could be so out of favor that investors have just completely given up on it. And we've kind of seen some of that. If you look around in the fertilizers, basically all investors have abandoned ships on the fertilizer stocks, and they're just kind of sitting there. So when that story does turn around, no one's paying attention, and then those stocks will start to rise again eventually. And as it picks up momentum, some people start noticing, obviously, the stock will go up, but it stays cheap because no one was paying attention for so long. So it's still cheap, but it has momentum. So that's the first kind of scenario. And that would be like the fertilizer stocks, but they haven't picked up momentum yet. So we're not there yet with them. The second scenario is when the earning estimates are rising for some reason, whether it's a cyclical, so it hit the bottom of the cycle and it's rebounding off that, or just something good is going on in the business of this company, that those are rising and then the stock is going up. But because the earnings are rising, the PE still stays at an attractive level, because obviously that's price to earnings. So if you get a rise in the earnings side of it, you're still going to get an attractive PE. So I looked around to kind of see what was going on out there and did the screen. And I did find a few interesting stocks that have this rare combination. It was also interesting to me that all three of them are in the second scenario with the rising earnings estimates, so the PE stays low. And that's the scenario I like the most, because I want to see those rising estimates, because that means something good is going on there. So let's jump right into it. The first stock is United Rentals. The ticker is URI. I actually own this in my personal portfolio. And if you follow me on Twitter or StockTwits, you'll see I've tweeted out about it, tweeted out the conference calls. I've owned it for a couple of years now, and it's been a real wild ride. You know, they had a lot of momentum with their business, and then the energy slump happened. Energy was only about 6% of their business, but everybody panicked, thought they were going to get hammered. They did see a decline when all of that was going on. They had to move equipment around to various industries and various areas. So that took a little while. So the stock did get hit, and their Canadian business, which is much more energy focused, did take a hit. And the last I recall on one of their conference calls, they were saying that hadn't turned around yet. But given what's happening in the energy markets, it probably will soon, if not already. So you have that. And really, the vast majority of United Rentals revenue, and they're the largest used tool dealer in North America, which is Canada and United States for them, is non-residential construction. So they'll talk a lot on their conference calls about big projects, like, you know, someone's building a casino or office building, sports stadiums, hotels, anything like that is kind of their bread and butter. They do some residential, but most of it's the non-residential. So as you might guess, this was or is a Trump trade stock, and it did rally after the election, even though it was already moving higher before that. Because everybody knows if we're going to build big infrastructure and we're going to be doing, you know, airport construction or anything like that, they're going to need the tools. And a lot of the big construction companies rent them and use United Rentals. In fact, I was just walking by a big construction site here in Chicago for a office building, and I saw a big piece of equipment sitting there with United Rentals. So it is out there, and things are looking up here, even though this is a Trump trade stock and nothing's happened with the infrastructure. Americans are building. They are building a lot around the country, and especially some of these big projects like subways, thanks to the transportation bill that actually passed about 2 years ago. So there's the extension, subway extension in LA. Chicago's getting some new subway stations. There's a lot going on, and earnings are on the rise for United Rentals. They made $8.65 in 2016. They're expected to make $9.34 in 2017 and $10.25 in 2018. So right now, their forward P is just 13.4, which is cheap. And especially if they keep this trajectory of these rising earnings, it could be even cheaper, even though they're hitting the 52-week highs here, or very close to it. So this is one to watch, and these earnings estimates do not include any kind of Trump trade. So the analysts are aware, obviously, that infrastructure spending might increase, but they don't account for anything until something actually passes and the money starts flowing and people get projects. So this is just on its own. This is what I mean when I say, like, the economy is actually doing quite well and heating up, because you can see it in United Rentals here. Now, they're reporting earnings on April 19th. I'll probably be listening into that conference call, so you might want to too, because it's very interesting to hear what they have to say about the U.S. economy, learn a lot about what's going on with these guys. So that's United Rentals. The second stock is in a totally different sector, and it's one of the hottest sectors. So it's also interesting to find value in one of the hottest sectors, and it's the semiconductors. It's Micron Technology, ticker MU. I actually own this in the value investor portfolio that you can check out. You can do a dollar trial, I think it is, of the Zacks Ultimate, and you can get the value investor portfolio among all of the other portfolios we have. So you can check out what's in there, but Micron is in there. This is obviously hot semiconductor space, so it's been trading near that 52-week high. But, you know, demand is really strong for their chips, those DRAM and NAND chips. The pricing is rising on those, and some of the analysts thought this demand might only last a couple quarters, maybe not through the end of the year, but they've changed their tune, and now they're saying it's going to last to the end of the year. So big earnings growth with these guys. They made only 6 cents last year, 6 cents a share. They're expected to make $3.67 this year. So that's just crazy. We won't even talk about that. But even for next year, $4.95. So that's big double-digit earnings growth for a couple of years in a row here. Gotta like that. Their PE is only 7.8. So still cheap, even though it's hitting those highs. And I know a lot of people are kind of get concerned with these hot sectors, like how high can it go? But really, you need to watch those earnings estimates, because the earnings are signaling it could go higher. So I really like that one, really like the semis in general. And our third stock is actually in the financial area, Principal Financial Group. Their ticker is PFG. They're headquartered in Iowa, so they don't get a lot of attention, even though they're a big cap company with a market cap of $18 billion. So they do personal investment management with, like, IRAs, insurance, asset management for both individuals and companies. You know, this area has been hot as the stock market has risen. That means their assets under management rise. They are cheap, trading with a forward P of just 12.7. They made $4.55 last year, and they're expected to make $4.93 this year, which is a nice little bump. And again, further growth next year of $5.34. So you got to like seeing those rising earnings estimates. And interestingly, this company reports earnings at the end of April, April 27th, for the first quarter there. But the estimates have actually been rising the last week. So two estimates were raised for the quarter and the full year ahead of this earnings report. That's really bullish. I always like to see the analysts raising the estimate into the report, as long as, you know, there's been no pre-announcement or anything, because that means those analysts are kind of going out on a limb and saying, meh, things are going to be even better than we thought, and I'm willing to stake my name on it before the report comes out. Because otherwise, the analysts can just kind of play it safe, wait for the report to come out, and then raise afterwards and be, you know, it's nothing off them. But they're putting their neck out on the line. They're saying, we see good things here, and it's going to be hotter than we even thought. So I like that. This could be a hot one, Principal Financial Group. And you also get a dividend paying almost 3%. So that's not too shabby either. Now, I know it's hard for many value investors, because I know it is for me, to buy when the stock is near 52-week highs. You look at it and you say, how much further can it run? And as value investors, we're conditioned to buy on the sell-offs or, you know, when the stock has been beaten down and it's battered and nobody wants it. And there's plenty of opportunities to buy value stocks in those situations, obviously. But this is also another area value investors should be paying attention to and shouldn't reject just because it's on those highs. Because just because it is at those highs doesn't mean it's not cheap. As I just gave you three stocks that are considerably cheaper than the overall market. And some, like Micron, I would consider to be dirt cheap. So this doesn't happen often where you get the value at the momentum. But the rising earning estimates is a powerful incentive, and that is what we base the Zacks rank on. And you can see it in these stocks. Something good is going on if they're able to grow their earnings year after year, you know, some of them by double digits. That means their business is actually going really well, and that's the kind of stock I want to buy. So if I can get great business growth and the value, super rare combination. Don't be afraid to take a look at these. I know it's kind of scary, but value and momentum, great combination. So let's go over the tickers again. We had United Rentals, URI, which I own in my personal portfolio, as I said. Micron Technology, MU, which is in the Value Investor. And then Principal Financial Group, PFG. And also on the earnings, United Rentals is reporting on April 19th, so that's very soon. And Principal Financial Group on April 27th. You got a ways to wait for Micron, though, because they just reported. They're always at the end of the season, so they're not reporting again to the end of June. But things were very positive over there when they just reported. So those are three to keep in mind. And I'll be back again next week with even more value stocks. And be sure to check out our other podcasts, of course, on SoundCloud and on iTunes. And subscribe over there so you don't miss any of these value plays. And I'll see you again next week.